for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, I think this is a first on Swiss Up. I don't think we've spoken about horses.
I don't think either.
No, I don't think. After all the years that we've been doing this, I don't think we've ever spoken about horses.
I'm trying to keep it coming, like, new every week.
Exactly. No, well done. So, we are going to talk about the Freiburger horse, the only remaining Swiss horse breed there is, and why some fear that it may not exist for much longer. So, where are these horses to be found? And, Dario, what do they look like? How would I recognize a Freiburger horse?
Well, they are to be found all across Switzerland now, but they originate in the Freiburg region or the Franche Montagne, which is a southern district, which is the southern district of the canton of Jura. And you would recognize this breed if you saw a horse that is quite sturdy and muscular and mostly brown or chestnut in color with white markings on the head and around the ankles. Now, I have to be honest here, I'm not a big horse person. I don't know horses, so this description just sounds like any horse to me almost. Yes. But yes, at least we know they're not generally black or white, they're brown.
Okay, they're brown with four legs. Right, good.
Four legs, so, white markings on their head.
No, actually, seriously though, so this particular breed, though, has been around these regions for quite a while.
Yes, their use as a workhorse in the canton of Jura is documented as far back as the early 17th century, around 1620. At the time, they were mostly used for agricultural work and by the postal service because of their sturdiness. Later, they were also used by the Swiss army as pack animals and artillery draft horses, but today they're mainly used for driving and riding.
Okay, so now that Freiburger horses are the last remaining Swiss horse breed, they're not, let's say, in the past, the only ones. I mean, Switzerland had some other breed of horses in the past.
Yes, exactly. There were many, actually. The Freiburger Association, which promotes the preservation of the breed, currently actually estimates that as late as in the 1980s, there were still 19 different Swiss horse breeds across the country, but all of them except for the Freiburger disappeared.
What happened to them? I suppose,
small of a country.
Right, yeah. I suppose
little interest and...
Yeah, and interbred with other breeds, and so it all goes away. Now, the recent development, though, for some breeders, fear that the same fate, as we just discussed, could actually befall the Freiburger horses. So what's happening here?
Well, at the beginning of this year, the Swiss National Stud Farm, which is a thing that exists, the federal center of competence for the rural horsekeeping industry, has announced that it will drastically reduce the number of stallions in its stables as a cost-cutting measure, specifically the number of Freiburger breeding stallions owned by the Confederation is to be reduced from 60 to 45 by the year 2030.
Okay, so I think the thing I've just learned there is that then the Confederation owns these breeding horses in an effort to make sure that...
Not all of them, but some, yes.
Yes. Okay, so if the Confederation does cut down the number of breeding stallions, how will this affect horse breeders in Switzerland?
Well, the private breeding of Freiburger stallions is no longer worthwhile and hasn't been for a while, as the sales costs of these Freiburger horses do not cover the expenses of breeding them. Until now, breeders could still hope to sell young stallions to the National Stud Farm for a good price. This will be harder in the future, which will likely reduce the number of breeders even further, which then again makes it harder to keep this breed alive and going.
Okay, but according to the authorities, they say don't panic. They say there's no reason to worry about the survival of the Freiburger horse.
Yes, the current Freiburger population is around 20,000 animals, and according to Agroscope, the Federal Competence Center for Agricultural Research, around 1,700 Freiburger foals are born in Switzerland every year. Most of them are privately bred, and together with a Freiburger sperm bank that also exists, now you know,
right.
This should be enough to ensure continuation and diversity within the breed, according to authorities.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite a large number. 20,000 horses, that's a significant number. If memory serves, I think there's the same number of lions in the wild. So, I mean, you know, it's a fair number of horses around. So if... So there is hope that the last Swiss horse breed will still be around for a while, even though it has got a little bit tougher for the breeders.
Yes, there is hope. And if you're a horse fan listening right now and you are curious to see some of the most beautiful Freiburger horses, you should probably mark the second weekend in August in your agenda, because that's when the Marché Concours des Chevaux, the big Freiburger horse fair, is happening in Jura, in Seigne-Léger, to be precise. That's the capital of this little district of the Franche-Montagne. And that event, by the way, was held yearly since the year 1897. And it's all horse races, horse shows, horse selling, and beauty contests around Freiburger horses. So if you're into horses and you live in Switzerland, you should probably check that out.
Okay,
it's the second weekend in August.
Second weekend in August for that one. Okay.
You have time to prepare.
yes. You can mark that down now and make it. But actually, horses. We haven't done horses on Swiss Up before, Darius, so thank you for that.
Haven't done horses. No. And you also learned something about the Cant of Jura that we don't mention that often here. Jura is the horse canton in Switzerland, if there is any.
Okay, right. Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, then you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.